I've had odd jobs around, you know, but yeah. I've always, my basic source of income has been farming, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's just hard to get the farming out of your blood once you get it in there.
That's true. Was your wife born here, Mass, or did you meet her?
Well, her her parents, well, they moved here, and I want to say they lived in northern Arkansas, and they moved here back before the flood. I think it was in 26 or something, somewhere along there, the early 20s, I think it was. She lost her father as of about 2 years ago, and he went through the flood and everything else. He was a young man during the 27 flood when it, you know,
yeah,
came through here.
Do you mind if I turn that off?
No, just turn it off.
Okay.
He'd been here, well, he was, when he died, he was 74. And he'd been an old fisherman on the Mississippi River all his,
yeah,
life, you know.
Did you ever fish down there?
Oh, I fish now. I just come back from fishing.
Oh, what kind of, what do you catch down there?
Mostly catfish, buffalo.
Yeah, buffalo. Folks tell me about that. What kind of fish is that?
It's, I don't know. It's hard to describe. He's just a scale fish, you know, and he's, compact fish. They get a pretty good size.
They're carp because they look like a carp.
They look like a carp. They're built kind of like a carp. They're kind of the same.
Turned up mouth. Turned,
yeah,
down.
Yeah, he's
mouth.
A sucker fish is what he is.
Yeah.
And he's light color. He's good to eat.
Yeah.
I catch catfish.
What's the biggest one you ever caught in there?
Catfish?
Now, I hear they get a big in that.
Catfish?
Room, yeah.
And I've heard of them. Well, I fish with a friend of mine across town over here. I just fish with him, you know, during off farming, you know, when I'm not farming, off season. And I've heard of, he said he caught one that weighed, it just dressed it out, you know, and they say they dress out about half and weight half, you know, from dress to, and he dressed out 30-something pounds, so I'd make him weigh 60 pounds. I've caught him weighed 40 pounds lots of time, but I never have caught a just enormous fish. My father-in-law, he's lived on that thing all his life, and he's told me tales, you know, whether truth or fiction, I don't know, but he wouldn't want to spin too big a yarn, you know, but
mm-hmm.
He said he's caught him weighed 100 pounds. I can believe it, because I know of them coming out of that river that big, and I've seen them come out that big.
Listen,
but I've never caught it.
Yeah, I've heard them coming out. There's a river down in Brazil called, I don't know what the name of it is, but they said they get 600-700 pounds in that river.
I would have to see that, but I mean,
you know, that's the mad eating.
Mm,
they got a lot of strange stuff down there.
Kind of eerie, you know. I heard a tale up here behind this dam up here, up here at Pendleton.
Yeah.
And, you know, ever so often they have divers go down and, you know, clean those gates, where the gates just slide up and down without friction, you know.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of divers went out up there, and one of them come up, wouldn't go back down. Scared him, you know. I mean, he says, catfish down there look like they swallow you. I mean, I'd have, you know, that's just something you hear. You listen, you hear anything.
Yeah. Now, what's your, how do you get your mail?
I get mine. Just Arkansas City.
Okay. Well, we might, if I can use this interview, we maybe send you something for you know, the handbook, whatever comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Has this always been your P.O. box?
Yeah.
I mean, they've always had a place here.